Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is hour number three. And this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Joining me now from beautiful, picturesque Beaufort, North Carolina, is Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. Is Beaufort, have you guys moved permanently to North Carolina now? Or do you split it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
No, we're here. We've been here for a while. Boaters, cars, all of that. We do still have a farm in upstate New York and still go back and forth to some degree, but no, we're here.
So we're going to try to do something. It's all dependent upon me. Paloma is much more discreet than I am capable of being. Paloma and I were talking about something earlier today, and I have to simply say I'm quite incensed at the idea of it. Because January the 6th is the police state that all the gun organizations warn us about, right? All the gun rights organizations warn us about. And yet, I don't know of anybody that's out there actually actively pursuing anything, doing any bulletins, looking at stuff and saying, well, you know, this legal defense is trash, and look at what they did with this, and look at how they're treating this, and look how they treated the guy who shot Ashley Babbitt and all this other stuff. I don't see anybody actively talking about that. I get why they might not be talking about it, because a lot of things hinge on what happens November of this year. However, what happens November of this year should, a lot of that should hinge on what happened on January the 6th of 2021. I mean, that's what bothers me.
I agree.
That's what bothers me.
I agree completely. I agree. And I know I said I wouldn't, but let's cue in the listeners. I trust our listeners.
Sure.
So
some of them probably already
know. The super tiny update is I applied to have a vendor booth at the NRA annual meeting. I am an NRA annual lifetime member. Excuse me. I have been to the annual meeting multiple times. In fact, I just finished up my ballots for board members to place into the mail. And the NRA came back with, nope, you don't get to have a booth where you would be selling your book about the events of January 6th. It's not the first time I have been declined. So that's, I suppose, what I'm going to say to try to cushion that I'm feeling disappointed in the NRA right now. Last summer when I went on book tour with my first book, The Events of January 6th, What Impact the Second Amendment Movement, I was actually declined by five separate groups in the state of New York, several of whom I have actually represented in the past as clients of my law office, so they're not shy of a fight. But man, January 6th has activists spooked in a way that I have not experienced before, especially when you consider that I'm not a particularly radical commentator. I mean, I'm the one doing the research. I'm sitting here, nerdy, wonky girl me. In fact, I just opened a 371-page document filed by one of my core defense attorneys here in the Oathkeeper trial coming up soon. And we do have to talk about what I found on page 138, so we'll kind of get to that. So here I am, this wonky girl, and what I want to do is share my facts with you, with the listeners, with everybody who has $5 in their pocket, so that we can actually have an intelligent conversation about what happened on January 6th, what we can do to address issues like federal U.S. DOJ prosecutorial overreach, the FBI crawling into our electronic devices in ways we haven't even imagined, the secret activities of the United States Capitol Police, and the fact that they won't respond to FOIA requests, and they won't even respond to DOJ prosecutor requests.
Now, okay.
And that's where I'm getting tweaked, that our organizations like the NRA don't want to talk about the issues that they say they want to talk about when they're doing fundraising with us.
Right. So here's my first question regarding the D.C. police. Because I've heard stories about we're going to start setting up satellite offices throughout the country because we need to be overlooking this stuff. I know very little about them. I don't know. I get the impression that their infantry capability is somewhere within the Cub Scouts. And they're basically saying we answer to no one.
Yes.
And I mean, well, they. Nobody answers to no one.
Well, and in their case, the question is, are they only answering to the Speaker of the House?
Well.
And the Majority Leader in the Senate?
Well, who actually funds them? Who funds them?
Us, the taxpayers. We fund them. To the tune of more than $500 million a year.
Well, I can imagine that being the D.C. police means that they've got to have a lot of contingencies in place and a lot of special equipment that, say, your county sheriff might not have on hand.
Mm. No, not D.C. Metro Police, just USDP. That's the USDP budget.
Okay, so the D.C. police is the Metro Police.
The USDP is a completely separate force that operates only inside and on the grounds of the Capitol building.
Right.
So not D.C. Metro, which has all of Washington, D.C., except that building.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, given that, I guess that means they're funded by the House. The House has the purse strings. So then my next question becomes, so what happens if the next House that comes in, which there's going to be a new one coming in, it just depends on how smart the Republicans are about it. What happens if the next House that comes in simply says, we're not going to fund you?
Yes. And I'm ready. I'm completely ready to lead that debate on the hypothesis, on the debatable sentence. USDP should be defunded and eliminated. Allow D.C. Metro to simply include the U.S. Capitol as part of its jurisdiction. I'm ready for that discussion. Yes.
Okay.
100% after watching the last 15 months, after learning what the U.S. Department of Justice just told Judge Mehta in one of the Oathkeeper lawsuits, as they tried to explain why they weren't turning over discovery materials requested by the attorney for defendant Kelly Meggs. So if there is no oversight and this is the office that murdered Ashley Babbitt, I'm all set to defund them.
Hang on 1 second, if you will. We're coming up. We're in the break. Talking to Paloma Cabana. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law, and we were talking a little earlier about certain gun rights organizations are a little bit shy about this. Have you ever been asked when the at what point do we think to ourselves, oh, the Second Amendment is activated. It's time to water the tree with the blood of tyrants. Have you ever been asked that before?
Yes, quite a bit. I'm not there. I don't even see it as time to storm the Bastille. But I do see it as a point where we need to get our act together if we are going to rightfully say the Second Amendment is the modern civil rights movement.
Right.
So I went ahead and I did an actual manual list of national organizations where I know there are lawyers just on that issue that we talked about last week of Mr. Kelly Meigs, less than 90 days to trial, no attorney representing him, and this being a very bad situation. So quickly to tick them off, National Rifle Association, in-house counsel, they don't represent defendants directly. There is an NRA Civil Rights Defense Fund. An attorney can apply for a few dollars on a quarterly basis with all this oversight. They do have an attorney referral line, but it's not their focus. The areas of funding, number one, listed on the website, legal defense of persons charged with criminal violations of federal, state, and local laws that prohibit the acquisition or possession of firearms by peaceful and honest Americans. That probably is going to be viewed by them as disqualifying anybody who is defending on January 6th. So I leave that there for a minute. Perhaps they'll call in Bill and give us clarification. National Shooting Sports Foundation, lots of lawyers, including in-house, but they're primarily for manufacturers, and it's a shooting sports focus. Second Amendment Foundation, God bless Alan Gottlieb. We love the work that they do. They hand-select attorneys and issues, sometimes concerning a new statute, sometimes a home defense situation, permit denial. It's a couple real siloed buckets there. Gun Owners of America, thank you, Larry and Eric Pratt, for all that you do, but they're largely amicus brief. So not representing plaintiffs on the civil rights side and not...
I think they only have two lawyers,
defending
right?
defendants.
Hammonds and what's the other kid's name?
Right. So, yeah, in-house, very limited, external, repeater, good briefs. I mean, you know, go to their website. They have a wonderful page, new page, with the top 10 legal battles. And it does explain the critical role of amicus briefs and how the U.S. Supreme Court can even cite to an amicus brief. So I'm not, you know, criticizing, but down the list, National Association for Gun Rights and National Foundation for Gun Rights, again, you can submit a case, but their recent example is a law requiring gun owners to carry liability insurance.
Right.
Firearms Policy Coalition, their example case is a law requiring reporting of lost or stolen firearms by gun owners. Constitutional Rights is a PAC, but that's lobbying only. So you see, when I go down this list, I'm saying who is willing to do what I keep saying for the past however many years now, 15 years, needs doing since the Heller decision, which is the intersection of the Second Amendment with other valuable civil rights, especially the First Amendment, free speech, freedom of assembly, due process, notification, equal protection. So what does that mean? These are the kinds of issues where we don't have representation and need it. So, for example, does a gun owner have a right to appointed counsel at a permit hearing? What judicial notifications should be required during a plea colloquy that a consequence of taking the plea is the permanent loss of your Second Amendment rights? How much notification and in what form must be given to permitted protesters and to the general public that a grassy area of public land is closed? Are the January 6th defendants being targeted by the D.C. prison? And should gun owners be declared a protected class? You get the sexy questions I've got?
I mean, come on. I do.
This is better than your local cherry bomb that y'all can go to with poll dancers.
Sure.
Is the best constitutional stuff I can think of. And we don't have people actually focusing on it. And they want to say January 6th has nothing to do with the Second Amendment. It has everything to do with the Second Amendment. If they can persecute the Oath Keepers, they are standing right outside your door.
Well, you know, when I think about it, and when, I mean, I know a few people in a few places, and sometimes when you're looking at their strategy, if you're looking at what they do, or if you're, the first questions that come up are sort of like, why aren't you guys talking to Paloma? Why are you talking about all this? Because, we're going to run out of time before I have a chance to actually verbalize this, but I want to float something past you, and you tell me what you think the likelihood of that is, simply because of the evidence. I go by the evidence that I see in front of me. Maybe you know something I don't. I don't know. We'll see. We're going to see. We're coming up on the next break. How do they find your website?
2ampatriot.com. Go there now. Go to the contact page. Let me know who you are and what your position is. Does January 6th matter to you or not?
Well, I also have a statement on that one. I have a statement about that as well. We're going to cover that because in this next segment coming up, I'm going to ask Paloma. I'm going to point one thing out to Paloma. Actually, two. And if this doesn't make you mad, well, then I'll keep on trying. But that's all beside the point. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the U.S. defense strategy must be dynamic and fluid in a fast-changing world.
Ensuring that the security of the American people, our interests, and the interests of our allies means having to constantly adapt to anything and everything that's happening around the world.
Opening a meeting with top U.S. defense officials, Biden citing Russia's war against Ukraine. He called it brutal and unjustified. The White House is still recommending masks on planes, trains, and buses. Speaking to reporters, Press Secretary Jen Psaki acknowledging mask mandates for public transportation have been lifted. Psaki calling the wearing of masks on public transportation a public health issue as the COVID pandemic is not over. Currently, it's up to each individual if they choose to wear a mask. You're listening to USA Radio News. There are now more than 5 million Ukrainian refugees. It's one of the largest refugee crises since World War II in Europe. After a brief plateau in totals, they began to rise again as Russia started its invasion into western Ukraine, targeting Lviv. This, as the United States is planning to send another $380 million in aid to Ukraine. Ukraine's President Zelensky says he hopes the EU holds Russia accountable for the war crimes they have committed against Ukrainians.
I am convinced that with our joint efforts, we will be able to inflict liability on all those guilty, and I do assure you that we will find everybody.
A mixed bag on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 249 points to close at 35,160. The S&P fell by 2 points. The NASDAQ lost 166. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. So I'm talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law, and she just asked this question, this enormous question. Does anybody care about January the 6th? So I'm gonna ask you back in 2010, when I first got into radio, I started having Larry Pratt on my little local radio show to talk about Fast and Furious. Now, based upon the resulting lack of anybody being taken away in handcuffs, because they were killing people, this led to death. It led to murders. Firearm murders, which is supposedly their worst, their least favorite kind. And you're talking a whole lot of collusion going on here, because the FBI had to be involved in that one. Because they had to okay the background checks that were being done in mass so people could buy 50 guns at one shot. State Department was involved, so that means Hillary. DOJ was involved, so that means Eric Holder. ATF, the field agents were screaming at him, and they were like, just let it go. And, of course, the president knew about it, too. So all of that happened, and it went to the highest levels and all this other stuff, and it still has yielded nothing. There is no justice for anybody that was wronged or killed or anything like that. And those guns still exist somewhere. Because they haven't recovered all of them. So in regards to January 6th, my first thing that I'm thinking about January 6th is much like Fast and Furious, which should have been an infuriating moment of white-hot righteous indignation for the nation. Because this was all designed to get more gun control on the border states. Right? That was all it was about. They wanted
gun
to report
control generally, but yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, they wanted the reporting rules to change for the ones on the border states, to where if somebody bought more than three, they had to report that to the ATF, even though they've got, the ATF is watching, sending somebody out there to buy 100. Mm-hmm. So, in answer to your question about January 6th, does anybody care? My first thought would be, unless they're the ones in jail, nobody cares.
And that's the flaw that's going to do us in.
Let me take you to the next step, though. Because, see, I agree with you. All of this, all the people, all the players involved in this are gun owner types, right? Oath Keepers, some of these other people, Ashley Babbitt, she was a military veteran, types of people that you would associate with being gun owners. And the whole thing about this is that it's sort of a behavioral experiment to me, much like masking was, where they're going to say, let's do this, and let's see if they take it. Let's see if there's any pushback against it. And once again, there's not very much happening. I mean, you got some members of Congress that are fighting back against this, and we'll see in the next Congress, and maybe they'll be malleable enough to where their constituents can get a hold of all the various members in the House committees and the Senate committees and say, keep up the January 6th commission, but this is the direction to go in now. And then if they actually get out there and like that cop that killed Ashley Babbitt, he needs to be fired at the very least, and he probably needs to be prosecuted.
Well, he wasn't fired. He is in charge of security at the House chamber. He was returned to his same position.
Well, he's in there right now. But, I mean, as long as we continue to let them perpetuate this to where there's only, there's a group of people that are not going to get caught up in the bad things that me and you would get caught up with in 5 minutes if we were doing some of this stuff, that's going to become a problem for just regular folks. Now, these organizations, for the most part, that aren't doing anything, and I'm not going to mention them by their little alphabet names or anything like that. I'm just going to, there's some that I believe are actually doing as much as they can, probably more than their share. And there's some that are just using it as fundraising.
Yes. And either way, all that I'm trying to do is identify a critical gap.
Yeah.
Post 9/11, minutes after 9/11, the ACLU knew they had a gap in what they were doing. And a brilliant attorney, Jameel Jeffers, stepped forward, and they funded him to the point where he had approximately 15 attorneys working under him by some number of years later, because the ACLU knew on 9/11, here comes the privacy breach of a lifetime. And so they fought case after case with loads of attorneys, paralegals, interns, the whole rest of it. An entire department was created under Mr. Jeffers' leadership to fill that gap and fight those cases. NAACP, 1950s. How do you end up with some of the most amazing, amazing United States Supreme Court decisions ever written? Because they had attorneys who were willing to burn shoe leather. Case requests would come in, and they would dispatch attorneys out of their office to go into teeny tiny little towns, even in the deep south, to go second chair with local counsel, to help mentor, to help provide material to attorneys, so that they weren't reinventing the wheel every single time. And here, we're looking at, and I'm just focusing today on the Oath Keepers. There's more than 800 defendants, but I'm just trying to give you a laser focus on the Oath Keepers.
Sure.
I thought the Constitution included a presumption of innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt by the prosecutors. But we have effectively thrown them under the bus in the Second Amendment movement and said, oh, that's too far right for us. Well, there really aren't gun advocacy groups. They're militia that's gone private security for people like Roger Stone, and so we're not going to worry about defending them. But to my point that you cannot give up the ship until the very last appeal is exhausted.
Sure.
Case going to trial, July 11th. What have I been complaining about now for a couple months? Where are all the motions from the defense attorneys? Okay, guess what? Now that the judge has said there will be no more adjournments, it's actually going to happen on July 11th. Lo and behold, on April 18th, so 2 days ago, I just opened the file this afternoon. The attorney for defendant Edward Vallejo files a motion that is 371 pages long. And it is the first time that we, the public, have gotten to see discovery responses from the DOJ as exhibits to this motion. Everything has been under seal. This is what we've been waiting.
Hang on right there. Hang on right there.
To start looking at.
Last break. Last break coming up. And we're coming to the conclusion of this. We're going to find out what we got from the Department of Justice when we get back. Talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law, January the 6th. It should matter to everybody. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Last time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We've been talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law, and sometimes she sells antiques.
More to the point, sells books about January 6th.
Right. Sells books about January
6th,
all this other stuff. How many people have actually not been adjudicated?
Hundreds. There's approximately 800 people who have been charged. Approximately 20% have settled. And in about 5 people have had a trial with differing results from not guilty to split verdict to guilty.
Right.
And then you have everybody else.
And what has happened? And I'm going because the common denominator here is FBI. So recently in Michigan, two of the defendants were found not guilty, and two of the defendants had a hung jury.
Yeah.
Is that still the status of that with all of that FBI? Because now I'm hearing that there's certain, you know, and I think we mentioned this last week. Now they're saying, well, you know, there was an FBI presence. We had embedded agents in the crowd. They're finally admitting to that.
Yes. And likewise, USCP inside the Capitol building did also have plainclothes officers as well.
Right.
So there was a lot going on with multiple agencies very confused about jurisdictions and who was on lead. But everybody in America needs to hang on as we go through this process. And not simply say, oh, everybody who was there was guilty of something, because there is still a lot of process to happen in these criminal trials. There are new motions being filed, not just in the Oath Keeper, but in other cases to dismiss charges. We now have judges split on motions to dismiss my favorite crime that doesn't exist, obstruction of Congress. We had several judges say, oh, yes, that's a crime. Not sure where they read that. Yes, there are long decisions. I'm being a little bit snarky.
Is there actually a law about that?
Not that says that, no. No. And finally, a judge said what I've been saying, which is, but that's not what the law says. So let's not create a law where there isn't a law. So we've got some split bench on questions even of which charges are being brought, I continue to argue the fundamental question, U.S. Capitol was not closed to the public that day until a particular minute, and if I can get to, because this hour has gone so fast, attached to this Edward Vallejo motion are text messages between the various oathkeeper defendants, including them all being up at the Ellipse, and at 1:15 p.m., the text, riot police en route to Capitol grounds, which is just one further piece of confirmation that at the point that USCP Chief's son made a decision to close the Capitol because of the pipe bombs at the RNC and the DNC, 12:53 p.m., he had not even seen persons approaching the Capitol building yet until shortly after 1 o'clock, which is when things start to heat up. None of the Oathkeeper defendants were at the Capitol. In fact, at 1:32 p.m., they're texting each other, and it says, steer clear of the Capitol. It's not until 1:48 p.m. that Stuart Rhodes texts, I'm on my way to the Capitol. And at 2:25 says, we need to regroup any members. Come to south side of Capitol. 2:37 p.m., they've redacted the name of whose text it was on this chat, but just stand down and stand back at this point. Allow the people to exercise their all caps First Amendment rights. Okay, now explain to me how these 23 men and women are responsible for the events that occurred at the Capitol and why the media was obsessed with them the afternoon of January 6th as if they had been scheduled for an appointment to film specifically 23 people in a crowd of thousands in a massive chaos.
Well, I mean,
that's what I was watching live on my TV. It's statistically impossible footage going live to the nation, focusing on the Oath Keepers.
They were not even
there when it started.
Did you ever hear of the journalist?
No.
Okay. The journalist was something that came out before the prevalence of a lot of internet. It was a listserv system. Sort of very primitive, predating the popularity of social media and everything else before it came on, probably predating MySpace.
Okay, yeah.
The journalist was used by journalists and activists to have talking points when it comes to gun control, for example, to where when you're listening to somebody in Tallahassee, Florida, they're saying the same thing as somebody in Tacoma, Washington. So the idea that coordination and collusion would not have, I mean, it's been going on for a very, very long time. Now it's much easier to do.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody liked Trump for various reasons. Trump's not a very likable guy. I don't like him personally.
Mm-hmm.
I do like him as a commander-in-chief, and I do like him as a president.
Mm-hmm.
I hope the next time around, if he does get to be president again, that he does not hire a bunch of swamp boys. But I don't know where he would go other than that unless he started pulling people from the states. But that's a story for another time. It's the same kind of coordination we saw when they took the election. I mean, that was a highly coordinated effort. That had so many moving parts, it was pathetic. And then, while they had everything oiled up, it was quite easy to set this up because it was all happening in one spot for January the 6th. So,
yeah.
Trump was telegraphing what was going to happen. I myself, at SHOT Show 2020, a lot of people didn't go to SHOT Show at 2020 because they wanted to go to the Virginia Second Amendment Day.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And this is when Northam was he had everybody fenced off and everything else, and there was going to be a huge police presence, and it did not turn out the way I said it was going to turn out. But that's mm-hmm. not because I was wrong. That's mm-hmm. because they had not thought about doing things that I forecast them doing. They did do it on January the 6th because I told everybody that was going. That's a Virginia fight. You can't go and give, you know, showing up at a protest going, we're here, we're solid, we're solidarity with you. That's all about voting. That's all about being an informed electorate. And the people that went to January the 6th, I know they were hurting. I know they were angry.
Yeah.
I know they were doing all these other things. And at the same time, they simply fed the fire.
Yes, because the feds, going into January 6th, had started tracking people at MAGA 1
and
MAGA 2.
Okay,
CIs.
We're running out of time.
Yes.
You got to come back Friday.
Okay.
All right, so we'll continue this. They were tracking them at MAGA 1. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks to the listeners of Lock and Load Radio.
There you go. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never, ever been about gun control. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.